Hello everyone and welcome back to Katha Potli, the story box for everyone. Continuing with our series of Amar Chitra Katha stories, here is yet another exciting story for you. Once upon a time, in a village, lived a woman called Vidyavati. Every morning, she went to the village to fetch water from the well, along with her friends. One morning, when she went to the village well, she saw her friends singing, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Hello Vidyavati, why are you so late today? Said one of her friends. I stopped by to admire a beautiful singing bird on my way, said Vidyavati. And now I see you all humming a wonderful melody. They all giggled and continued singing, but Vidyavati did not sing. One of her friends asked her, why don't you sing with us? With a sad look on her face, Vidyavati said, I would love to, but I do not know any songs. You all sing so well. Where do you learn all these songs from? One of the women said, oh, don't you know? You can buy them at the market. When she winked to the others, they understood it was a prank. Is that so? I had no idea. It was that simple, said clueless Vidyavati. On her way home, she started daydreaming. Of the morning, she would be singing with her friends. As soon as she reached home, she called out to her husband Kantilal. Dear husband, please get me a song from the market. Kantilal was confused. He had never seen any songs being sold in the market. However, Vidyavati insisted. My friends told me, please, could you get me one song from the market? I would love to sing with them. Kantilal was a loving husband. He saw how excited his wife was, and he decided to give it a try. Okay, I will go and look for a song. At the market, he went from shop to shop to find out where the songs were being sold. The innocent couple were pranked by many. When Kantilal asked for the song from one of the shopkeepers, he said, yes, we do keep songs, but right now it is sold out. That silk shop at the far end of the market, you might have that over there. Thank you, said Kantilal. As soon as he left, the shopkeeper giggled. That should be fun. At the silk shop, when Kantilal asked for a song, the shopkeeper said, song? What song? I have the finest of silk, not songs. Although tired, Kantilal kept searching for songs, but obviously with no luck. Disappointed, he decided to head back home. As he was going back home, he suddenly thought, if I can't buy a song, maybe I can make a song for myself, he thought. What shall I sing about? Why not sing about that rat digging a hole in the ground? He saw a rat. Khode khadad khadad. Yes, that sounds good. Pleased with his newly crafted one-line song, Kantilal marched home humming. Khode khadad khadad. On his way, Khode khadad khadad. All of a sudden, he saw a snake who crossed his path, but the snake slid away without noticing him. As he got some relief, the snake is just slithering away. Sarki sarar sarar. Oh, I could add this to my song. As he kept humming the song and walking, he noticed a fluffy white hair behind the bushes. Looking at him, his eyes sparkled. Oh, such a cute bunny looking at me, देखे टगर मगर। ओह, अनदर लाइन। व्हेन कांतिलाल ऑलमोस्ट रीच्ड हिज हाउस, ही सॉ अ डियर मेरिली जंपिंग अलोंग एंड ही थॉट, आई थिंक आई हैव गॉट द परफेक्ट एंडिंग टू माय सॉन्ग। कूदे अलंग फलंग, कूदे खरर खरर, सर के सरर सरर, देखे टगर मगर, कूदे फलंग फलंग। Vidyavati will be so happy, he said to himself. As he knocked on the door, Vidyavati was too anxious. As soon as she opened the door, she asked, "Did you find a song, husband?" With a sparkle in his eyes and a white smile on his lips, Kantilal proudly replied, "Yes, my dear, I bought the most expensive song." Vidyavati was overjoyed. She could not contain her excitement and sat to learn the song at once. Khode kharar kharar, sar ke sarar sarar, dekhe tagar magar, kude alang falang. The couple sang the song many times. Vidyavati did not seem to get tired practicing. At night, Vidyavati went to bed but kept tossing and turning. She was too excited to sleep. She wanted to practice the song again and again so that she remembered it properly. Making the most of her time, she started grinding corn and practicing the song in the middle of the night. Khode kharar kharar. No, no. Is this how my husband sang? Let me sing the line again. I want to practice the song perfectly. I'm so excited to meet my friends tomorrow morning. Now, in that village, there lived a thief named Dhanga, a man with wide eyes and pointy long nose. Every night, he would prowl through the village. That night, Dhanga decided to sneak into the house of Vidyavati and Kantilal. Digging a hole in the wall, Dhanga thought, "That last house was useless. All I got were a few coins and a bag of clothes. This house looks full. I hope I will get a little gold coins here." Just then, he heard Vidyavati sing, "Khode kharar kharar." Oh no! Did she see me digging? Let me quickly hide myself behind the bushes. Few minutes later, when nothing happened, Dhanga thought it would be safe to resume. He crept inside the house and through the hole. Vidyavati continued, "Sar ke sarar sarar." He was startled and realized that she is busy grinding the corn. Assuming she didn't see him, he decided to make the next move. But dekhe tagar magar, thud. He panicked and hurt himself as he struggled to get out through the tiny hole. "She saw me. She definitely saw me. Otherwise, she wouldn't have said that. What's more, it's as if she can read my mind. I need to get out of here right now," he thought. Meanwhile, unaware of Dhanga's presence, Vidyavati merrily sang, "Khode alang falang." "How is she still watching me? I shall never come to this house again." Saying so, Dhanga ran for his life. The next morning, Kantilal was stunned to see a hole in the wall. He thought that they had been robbed, but to his amazement, he found valuables untouched. Nothing was stolen from the house. He called out to Vidyavati, "Vidyavati, did you notice there's a hole in the wall? I think somebody broke into the house. But surprisingly, nothing was stolen. What were you doing last night? Did you stay awake for a while?" "No, I was actually practicing the nice expensive song that you got for me." Kantilal laughed. "I think it is a very good song. After all, it has scared the thief away from my home." Now Vidyavati went to meet her friends and started singing her nice song. leaving her friends flabbergasted. She continued singing. Khode kharar kharar, sarke sarar sarar, dekhe tagar magar, kude alang falang. So with this, we come to the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed listening to the story. Stay tuned for more stories. Thank you. Have a nice day.